is moving mountains on my behalf this morning. Chains will be broken this morning. It will cause giants on my way to fall this morning. Lord, I give you thanks this morning. I'm standing here today because you made a way for me. Lord, I give you thanks. Lord, I bless your name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We give you praise. Be thou exalted this morning. In Jesus' precious name. Our Father, we give you thanks. You have sent for us, we have come. We ask, Lord, that you send us your word. Today's service has been titled Supernatural Turnaround. Lord, let there be interventions. Let there be change. Let there be satisfactory progress. Lord, our heart is open to receive your word. We ask that you send us your word. Lord, give interpretation to your word to every worshiper in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I ask, Lord, that your spirit will move in this service in a strange way, bringing healings to the body, bringing healings to career, in the name of Jesus. For I ask this morning that souls that are not saved receive salvation. Let the backsliders this morning, as they hear your word, be restored back to faith. And establish the saints in the mighty name of Jesus. Let every word that proceed from this altar, word of blessings over the people, be confirmed with testimonies. And for all you do this morning, the praise will return back to you. In Jesus' precious name. Let the saints of God say a big amen. Today is your supernatural turnaround day. Praise the Lord. It's your supernatural turn around day. Whatever have not been working, in this service, they will start working. It will not take God a decade to change a man's story. In 6 days, he made all things. So to decorate our life won't take him a second. All he needs is faith. It won't take him a decade. This morning, as your faith comes alive by the wall, I see turnaround answering for you this morning. If you believe that, shout a big amen. Put those wonderful hands together for Jesus. It's for Jesus. Make it bigger for him. Praise the Lord. And please get seated. Praise the Lord. On the behalf of Jesus this morning, I'm glad to welcome every one of us into this turnaround service. And this privilege is given to me by our Father, the sent man over this assembly, who is not here with us, who has gone for an official assignment. And this morning, I called him, and he blessed me and say, go and bless the people. And I know as I release God's word this morning, God will confirm his word. Amen. In the name of Jesus the Christ. Thank God for that privilege. In Jesus' precious name. Quickly this morning, as we prepare our heart to receive God's word, everything God wants to do in our life is by his word. Our presence in his presence does not count much without our heart. God reaches to us via our hearts. One can be present in his presence and not be blessed because his heart is not there. And that's what Satan does. He comes and begin to tamper with your heart, tell you, I hope the window is closed. I hope you off the gas in the house. While you are here, your heart is wandering. Meeting God and missing God, the line is very slim. That's why we must be here with our hearts. And I know this service, somebody will meet with God. In Jesus' precious name. My dependable destiny helper is here. He has not left. He's still here. And is here with you. My dependable destiny helper is here. That's the Holy Ghost. He never leaves. He never goes on break. Always with us. John 14, 16 to 18. Always with us. Jesus said, I will send you another comforter. I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you for how long? Forever. Always with us. He never leaves. Everyone may leave, but he's always there. That's a comforter to help us fulfill our glorious destiny. Because it cannot be delivered by strength or by might, but by the Spirit of the Lord. You will never fail. I say you will never fail. And engaging the help of the Holy Spirit towards fulfillment of destiny. That's our teaching series. Engaging the help of the Holy Spirit. It's not just enough to know that he's our destiny helper, but we need to engage him. Without engaging him, or cannot assess yourself. Thank God for the car you have in your house. Thank God for waking up in the morning to warm it. It has the ability to take you to Lagos, to any far distance. But until you engage the gear, the car remains motionless. It remains static, remains at a position. Until one engages the gear, the car cannot move. The same way with the Holy Spirit. Always with us. Always there to help us. Always there to help us to fulfill our destiny. But we need to engage him. We need to engage him. And when we do so, we'll see the Holy Spirit taking over and delivering to us our heart desires. And quickly this morning, want to look at one or two help that is available via the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Number one, the Holy Spirit, among many other things, empowers believers with supernatural intelligence. Supernatural what? Intelligence. Supernatural what? Intelligence. So talk to me this morning. Supernatural what? Intelligence. Supernatural intelligence. That surpasses human ability. That surpasses human knowledge. It empowers believers with supernatural intelligence. You can't compete with a man riding on the waves of supernatural intelligence. So if you have supernatural intelligence, it means there is natural intelligence. Natural intelligence may be acquired. You may acquire it and develop it. It may come by learning, by reasoning, by experience, by age. One can acquire intelligence. But supernatural intelligence cannot be acquired. It can only be given. It can only be given. You don't acquire it. There is no school for supernatural intelligence. There is no school that offers certificate for supernatural intelligence. Only the school of the Holy Spirit that can breathe upon the mind of a man and quicken his mental faculties. You can't get it in any school. You can't acquire it anywhere. They don't read it as a course. No, it's not there. Job 32 and verses 7 and 8. Look at that scripture in Job chapter 32. And I say, this should speak. A multitude of years should teach wisdom. I say, this type of supernatural intelligence does not come with experience. It does not come with age. But look at the next verse, verse 8. But he said, but there is a spirit in man. A spirit in man. And the inspiration of the Almighty giveth them what? Understanding. Giveth them. So, this supernatural intelligence is given. It's not acquired. There is a spirit in man. There is a spirit in man. There is a spirit in man. So, it is given when the Holy Spirit breathes upon our minds. It breathes upon our minds. That's why you see many people that never attended any school doing exploits. As the Holy Spirit breathed upon their mind, they beat others that had all the degrees in the world. Many of them that went to the school of the Spirit. And the Holy Spirit breathed upon them, teaching them things that they never learned by the oppression of the inspiration of the Almighty. 1 John chapter 2, verse 27, he said, you don't need any teacher to teach you, but the anointing that is in you, which is the Spirit of God, but the anointing that is in you teacheth you all things, but the anointing which you have received of him abideth in you. Where is that anointing? It's in you, the Holy Ghost. And ye need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teacheth you of all things. Say how many things? How many things? And whatever he teacheth you is true. Is truth. And he cannot lie. And even as he has taught you, you shall abide in him. Abide in supernatural intelligence. Knowing letters without reading it. The Holy Ghost breathing upon man, moving upon the mind of man. Things you never learned, things you never went to school for. The Holy Ghost teaching you. And it looks as if you become a superstar among men. That's why you see many people today. I read the story of Oral Roberts, who never had a college degree when he established Oral Roberts University. He didn't have college degree. But by the breath of the Holy Ghost, by supernatural intelligence, the Holy Ghost breathing upon his mind, he founded Oral Roberts University. Sat down to interview professors. That's not a natural intelligence. It's supernatural. It's supernatural. I read about a man, R.G. Latonia, one of the greatest American inventors, who dropped out from school at 14, became a roadside mechanic, but ended up becoming an inventor by the teachings of the Holy Spirit. He woke up in the morning, the Holy Ghost shows him things, and he calls artisans and began to tell them the things the Holy Ghost showed him. And they begin to build them. And he will come and say, no, this is not what I saw. This is not what I saw. Many of the earth moving equipment that we are used those days, we are funded by that man, a dropout. But he exposed himself to the teachings of the Spirit. What am I saying? Am I saying going to school is bad? No. Very good. But don't depend on your degree. Don't depend on your education alone. Don't depend on your certificates. Holy Ghost will teach you more than you will know. That you are a professor or you have all the qualifications does not mean you can solve the challenges of life. No. Supernatural intelligence. I saw it working in the lives of many. Even in our Father, in this commission to the world, you can see that spirit at work in the life of that man. See what is happening in the Covenant University, all the universities, and what is happening in this commission. It was not learned, it was given. He didn't learn that, it was given. I see the Holy Spirit breathing upon our mind today. In the mighty name of Jesus the Christ, I see the Holy Spirit breathing upon our minds today. And we saw that spirit manifested openly in the life of Daniel. Supernatural intelligence. In Daniel chapter 1, look at verse 17 to 21. We saw that spirit openly manifesting. It says, as for these four children, they were separated. God gave them. Who gave them? Who gave them? Who is going to give you? Say, I receive it. Say, I receive it. And God gave them knowledge, skill, in all learning, and in all wisdom. And Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. Now at the end of the days that the king has said he should bring them in to be examined. Then the prince of the eunuchs brought them in before Nebuchadnezzar with other contestants. They brought them. And the king communed with them. So it wasn't Daniel alone and the four Hebrew and his three friends. Many of them were there. And among them all was found none like who? Daniel. Wherever you appear from now, supernatural intelligence will distinguish you. None will find like Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Therefore, stood they before the king. They stood before the king. And in all matters of wisdom, and in all matters of understanding, that the king inquired of them, he found them what? 10 times better than what? The magicians, the astrologers. They were all in his realm. The magicians, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians, more than all the astrologers. So the Holy Ghost was the one teaching Daniel and his friends. So he beat all the astrologers. Now, in Daniel's days, we had the school of astrologers. We had the school of soothsayers. We have the school of magicians. But all of those schools that were there couldn't compete with the school of the Holy Ghost. Daniel beat all of them. Look at verse 23 of Daniel chapter 2 and verse 23 of that scripture. Daniel chapter 2. And it says, and I thank thee and praise thee, O thou God of my fathers, who has given me what? Wisdom and what? Mind. And has made known unto me now what we deserve thee. For thou hast now made known unto us the king's matter. He made it known to him. Gave it to him. What the astrologers, what the soothsayers, what the magicians couldn't assess, God gave it to Daniel. And that was what singled Daniel out. Now look at verse 27 of that scripture. I want to show you something. In verse 27 of that same scripture, and Daniel answered in the presence of the king and said, the king, the secret which the king has demanded, cannot the wise men. These guys, other guys too, they were wise men in their own category. But they can't match the wisdom and the intelligence of Daniel. Go back to that scripture, please. And the secret which the king had demanded cannot the wise men. Look at that. The astrologers. These were school. The magicians. These were school. The soothsayers. They couldn't show it unto the king. Look at the next verse. Verse 28 now. But there is a God in heaven. My school is not among this class. There is a God in heaven that revealeth what? Secrets. And make it known to the king, Nebuchadnezzar, what shall be in the later days? Thy dream and thy visions of thy head upon thy bed are this. There is a God. So he was able to beat all of them down. You are not in the same class with anyone. You are in your own class. You are in the school of the Holy Ghost. I decree this week and all through this season, wherever you are found, supernatural intelligence will distinguish you. In the mighty name of Jesus the Christ, I say it shall distinguish you. But the journey begins with new birth. The journey into this class of intelligence begins with new birth. Because at new birth, we have the mind of Christ. We have the mind of Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 16. The journey begins with new birth. New birth is not a title. Changing from one church to another church doesn't make you safe. It's an experience. Look at verse 2, verse 16, 1 Corinthians 2, verse 16. It says, who has known the mind of the Lord? That he may instruct him. But we have. Say we have. Say we have. Personalize it. Say I have. Say I have. Convincingly say it again. For I have the mind of Christ. Which mind did you say you have? Which mind did you say you have? That mind cannot be stranded. That mind cannot be stranded. That mind is innovative. The mind of Christ is creative. That mind is imaginative. And that mind is inventive. It can never be stranded. How powerful is that mind? That mind created all things. Out of nothing, he created things. That's the mind you possess at redemption. That's the mind you possess at redemption. When you give your life to Christ, the Holy Ghost activates your mind. Your mind is activated. You become a co-creator with God. That mind can never be stagnated. In John chapter 2, Jesus was faced with a challenge in the wilderness to feed thousands of people. But the Bible says that mind knew what to do in verse 6 of that scripture. He knew what to do. That mind knew what to do. He knew what to do. At every point, that mind knew what to do. And there we are said there, John chapter 6, please. Verse 6. And this he did say to prove them. He just asked them, man, where can we get bread that we may feed these people? And he said this to prove him. For he himself knew what he would do. Beginning from today, you will never run out of ideas. He himself knew what to do. He knew what to do by supernatural intelligence. He always knows what to do. Why Philip and others, we are using human calculation. Okay? They say, man, where can we get bread in this wilderness? Where can we get bread in this wilderness? Even 8 months salary will not be able to feed these people. And what do they say? Not only that, there is a little lad here that have 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes. But what is that to this multitude? You see, they were using human brain, human calculation to know how to solve the problem. But Jesus already knew what to do. You know, human intelligence comes by gathering of facts and analyzing facts. They were trying to look at, okay, we have 5,000 people here. How many bread can we buy to feed them? They were just thinking about that. But divine inspiration was upon Jesus. And the Bible says he knew what to do. You see, natural intelligence goes through a process. But supernatural intelligence delivers spontaneous inspiration. Natural intelligence goes through a process. But supernatural intelligence delivers the product, bypassing the product process. It bypasses the process. And Jesus said, the bread you have, give it to me. Tell the people, get seated. I know what to do. He lifted it up. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. From hence comment my help. My help cometh from the Lord. And the moment he did that, he began to give them the bread. The bread began to multiply. Solution came. Answer came. While they were still calculating with their natural brain, a man with supernatural intelligence has offered the answer. God is taking us to that realm from today. Amen. I say, God is taking us to that realm today. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. So it begins with salvation. That's why if you are not saved, you don't know what you are doing to yourself. You hardly see a spirit-filled believer who is not quick in understanding. Is not quick in understanding. When you give your life to Christ, your mind comes alive. It comes alive. I will saw that mind at work in the beginning, in John chapter 1. That's the mind of Christ. In John chapter 1 and verses 1 to 3, that mind went to work. It's a creative mind. In the beginning was the Word. Remember, in the beginning, there was nothing existing. There was nothing there. And that man began to create. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things were made by him, and without him was nothing made that was made. Now, when you go to Genesis chapter 1, and it says in the beginning, when there was nothing, God, by that mind, created what? Heaven and earth. So it's that mind that created heaven and earth. God created it for himself. So when we engage that mind, we create a future for ourselves. God engaged that mind to create. So all things you see today were created with that mind of Christ. That's why your life can never be stagnated when you engage that mind. Engage that mind. That's the mind of Christ. It's in you. That mind that knew what to do at every point in time, that mind is in you. The manifold works of God, we are wrought by that mind. Psalm 104 and verses 24. He say, how manifold are thy works, O Lord. In wisdom has thou made them all. The earth is full of thy riches. Psalm 104 and verse 24. How, O Lord, how manifold are thy works? How manifold are thy works? In wisdom has thou made them all. The earth is full of thy riches. The earth is full of thy riches. So all the riches of the earth, they were wrought by wisdom. They were wrought by wisdom. How manifold are the earth? Everything we see today, created by that mind. Heaven, created by that mind. He said, heaven is his throne, the earth is his footstool. So God created the throne for himself by that mind. It's the mind that was at work at creation. The mind of God. And we possess that mind. Look at the creation today. Look at the beauty of creation. Everything God created, look at how beautiful they were. And God saw all that he had created, and everything was perfectly good. Everything good. No chaos in creation. No confusion. God did not create man before he created food. He finished creating everything, and man was the last he created to come and enjoy. You will chop life. I say you will chop life. He didn't create fish before creating water. He created the waters before the fish. He created the land before the grass. Before the animal, food was waiting for them. That's the mind of Christ. That's the mind of Christ. That's the mind you have. You can't be stranded engaging that mind. You can't be stranded. What am I saying this morning? You have that mind that can create the beauty of your world. When you put that mind to work. Enough of complaining. Engage that mind to work. Many of the people you are telling your pains and opening your wounds to, many of them are not coming with bandage, they come with salt. So mind who you share your wounds with. You can put that mind to work. It's a creative mind. How do I come out of this situation? Put your mind to work. Many of us have so much developed our spirits, but our mind is so dormant. You can pray, thank God. You can fast, thank God. You can read all the Bible, thank God. But no time for reasoning. No time for thinking. The three being must be developed. Your body must be developed. Your soul must be developed. And your spirit must also be developed. Many of us are not engaging our mind. We only specialize in praying. Am I saying prayer is not good? Prayer is wonderful. But there is a season of thinking where you engage your mind. I remember when I was in school those days, suffering, no money to take care of myself. They always made promises to me, this week, we are sending the money. And then I would trip, go to night, phone was not there then, to go and call. And they said the money is not there. Sometimes they say, next tomorrow, go. You will see the money in the account. I will go to stand up back then. The queue was so long. You have to queue to check balance first. You can queue for 2 hours. When you get to the cashier, they will check it. When they check it, they will now write your balance in a paper for you. And when they write it with red biro, negative. That's the money has not entered. One day, after trekking for long, I went and didn't see the money. While I was coming sweating, I said to myself, I won't call any man again for money. I said, if I die, I die. If I perish, I perish. And Satan said, you know what you have said? I said, yes. The moment I sit down, my brain wake up. What can you do? My brain began to work. You see, many of us, we are still where you are because you are still enjoying yourself. You have somebody that is feeding you. You have somebody that gives you food to sleep. That's why you say no work. My brain wake up. And I said, what can I do? And the Holy Spirit opened my mind. I said, what? I can do this. I started it. I began to have money, excess money in my pocket. I began to have money as I was doing that. I began to engage in tutorials in school, teaching people. Because then some people used to come to me, come and help us to teach us things. I would teach them. And they would say, if you are teaching one person, you can teach 20 people. I went and told them, I can teach. Before I know it, a department gathered. I began to teach them. From there, another department called me. From there, I didn't have time again to read my book. And when I'm coming back, 1 hour, I used to collect 10 naira there. 1 hour teaching. If there are 100 people, 10 naira. I will gather the money in my pocket. When I come to the house, one day I brought the money out and spread it in my room everywhere. I say, money, from today, I have dominion over you. I left the money in my room there for 4 days. I was matching it. When my friends come and see the money, they go back. They say, what's happening? I say, I have dominion over money. And that was the last time I begged. That's the last time I called for money. It was inside me. But when I made that statement, my brain woke up. Until landlord tells you, you must pack out tomorrow, your brain may not wake up. Somebody's mind comes alive. I say somebody's mind comes alive. Now, quickly, let me show us the source of supernatural intelligence. As we begin to round up. Now, the source of supernatural intelligence is inspiration. What did I call it? Inspiration. What did I call it? Inspiration is the source of supernatural intelligence. is the source. What is inspiration? It is spontaneous knowledge. Spontaneous knowledge. Or if you like, light. Spontaneous light. Triggered by the Holy Spirit on the way out of any situations. Spontaneous. You may not have time to go and think about it. It just comes spontaneously. You see, problems of life doesn't give timetable. It's not like academics. They tell you exam is coming this week, so you prepare. Challenges of life does not give timetable. It doesn't tell you when it's coming. And no one is above it. And that's why we need the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. We need the inspiration of the Holy Spirit to deal with situations that comes our way. Don't ever pray that you won't have problem. Problems will come. Anybody praying that he doesn't have problem is a dead man or a dead woman. Problems will come. If anybody pray for you, I pray for you, you never have problem, don't say amen. It's not a big problem, a good prayer. Problems will come. But the truth is, problem can be solved. And the more problems you solve, the more testimonies you have. Can't you see all the people that come to share testimony? They will first share the trials. Then, they will how they overcame. And we will clap and thank God for it. But Jesus said in Luke chapter 12, look at verse 11 and 12. Luke chapter 12, verses 11 and 12. This is the source of supernatural intelligence. And it says, and when they bring you unto the synagogues, and unto the magistrates, and unto powers, what do you do? Take no thoughts how, or what things you shall answer, or what you shall what, you shall say. What will happen? For the Holy Ghost shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say. The inspiration will come. You don't need to have time to go and be reading, go and be checking. But he will just inspire your mind, telling you what to do at that moment to come out of that situation. Look at the man called Solomon. They brought two women to him, to Solomon. This one say, laying claim to the child. This one laying claim. And Solomon said, get me a sword. Get me a sword. At that moment, Solomon cannot go and be reading law, checking law, how to investigate who owns a child. And he said, give me a sword. Divide it into two. Inspiration came at that moment. And the moment you want to divide that, the owner of the rightful woman said, no, leave the child. When he grows, he will know the parents, the mother. The moment he said that, Solomon said, this is the owner of the child. He was inspired at that moment. And the Bible says, and the people feared Solomon. They feared him. You see, inspiration will make you to command respect. It was inspired at that moment. It will make you, people will look at you as a super intelligent man. The people feared Solomon by the inspiration that he received. Jesus also was inspired. They brought a woman caught in adultery. The very moment. You see, problems of life comes daily and comes hourly. So you need to be inspired on how to deal with them. Have you been in a situation that you have a challenge, suddenly something came. And either you say it or you do it, you come out of that situation. That is inspiration. What says thou? Should we stone this woman or should we leave her? Jesus said, any of you that have not committed an offense, let him be the first to kill this woman, to stone the woman. He was inspired at that moment. If you say leave her, they say no, you are not a good preacher. No wonder we even saw you and that woman yesterday. You are Christian. Any of you that have not done, no, that have not seen, let him be the first. And their conscience came alive. Immediately their conscience came alive. One by one, their conscience came alive. Don't be too fast to condemn people. Their conscience came alive. Maybe one of them would have said, oh, this woman, I was with her last week. He remembered. And every of them left the woman. inspiration to that bails people out of situations and circumstances, receive it today. In the name of Jesus Christ. How do we sustain this inspiration? Number one, one has to be born again. As I said, one has to be born again. You have to be a child of God. Number two, be joyful. Be joyful. Be joyful. Be joyful. Rejoice. And I say, rejoice. You can't be inspired when there is no joy in your heart. You can't be inspired without joy in your heart. One cannot be inspired without joy and rejoicing. Because the Holy Spirit is the oil of joy and rejoicing. Be joyful. Relax yourself. God can never speak to you or give you direction when your mind is not at peace. Be joyful. Rejoice. And I say rejoice. Let nobody look at your face and know what you are going through in life. Rejoice. And I say rejoice. You can't be healthy without joy. That's why you see many people, they have all the food, they have everything, but yet they are drying up. No sickness found in their body, but yet they are drying up. Why? No joy. Anxiety food. But God wants you to be anxiety free. Anxiety free, not anxiety food. Somebody is worried already for school fees of next term that have not reached. Worry. 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 Let next term reach. God will sort it out. But somebody is here, next year's school fees has already taken over his heart. He can't smile again. You greet him. No. He's thinking about next year's school fees. Worry. To be concerned is good, but to worry is not good. Worry and concern, they are two different things. A concerned person finds solution. A worried person looks at the problem. He sees the problem, he looks at the problem, but a concerned man is looking for solution about it. Rejoice! And I say, rejoice. No matter the news you hear, rejoice. No matter what you hear, rejoice. No matter what you hear, rejoice. They told Peter, by tomorrow, they are going to die. They are going to kill you. But Peter went to bed and slept. He slept to the point that angel had to wake him up. That's a man that had a death sentence tomorrow, yet he was sleeping. Do you understand what I'm talking about? They are going to execute him tomorrow, yet he had a sleep and was snoring. Rejoice. And I say, rejoice. Somebody is blessed. In the name of Jesus Christ, I say somebody is blessed. From this service, you're moving forward. From this service, you're going forward. In the name of Jesus Christ. Everything not working before now, start working today. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. God is making many of us today solution providers. You are so much loaded on your inside. The solution you are looking for is on your inside. By this anointing today, God is opening us up. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Now, as you prepare to receive the anointing, let us quickly look at what is in the anointing oil. What we do is not as much as important than knowing why we do them. Knowing why we do them is what delivers the testimonies. Not engaging in them. But knowing why we do them is what delivers testimonies to us. The holy anointing oil is a mystery. Say me, it's a mystery. Say me, it's a mystery. It's a mystery. The holy anointing oil is a mystery. God ordained it. It was ordained by God. It originated from God himself.
And we saw Jesus validating it. And we saw the disciples of Jesus using it. And it's for all generation. It's for all generation. So the holy anointing oil is not a church doctrine. It is ordained of God. Let's look at Exodus chapter 30. We don't have all the time. From verse 22, if you read that scripture to 31, you will see God from the mouth of the Lord. God said to Moses, saying, verse 23 of that scripture, take thou also unto thee the principal spices, the components of the oil, what is going to be used to do it, of pearmain 500 shekels and of cinnamon oil, even 250 shekels of sweet calamus, 250 shekels, and all of that. And God told him what is needed. Verse 4, go to verse 5, all the thing that is needed, and thou shalt make it what? An holy ointment. An ointment compound after the art of the apothecary, it shall be what? An holy anointing oil. And that's another tabernacle of the congregation therewith, and the ark of the testimony. Go to verse 30 and 31, because of our time. And thou shalt anoint Aaron and anoint his sons, and consecrate them, that they may minister unto me in the priest office. Anoint them and you separate them. Anoint them, you empower them to minister in the priest office. And thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel, saying, this shall be an holy anointing oil unto me for few generations. He said, throughout your what? Generation. Throughout your generation. That's why the oil still remains valid in our days. Throughout your generations. I've seen miracles and testimonies via the anointing oil. We have had many of them. You can't just explain them. It's a mystery. Is a mystery. The Spirit of God is in the anointing oil. That's what makes it unique. The Spirit of the Lord. 1 Samuel chapter 16 and verse 13. 1 Samuel 16 and verse 13 tells us, and when David was anointed in the midst of his brethren, what happened? The Spirit of the Lord came upon David. He was anointed. What came upon him was the Spirit of the Lord. So it's a medium and a channel for the move of the Spirit of the Lord. And don't forget, I said about inspiration, the Holy Spirit moving in the mind of man, making it active. The Spirit of the Lord moved, rested upon David. And it's the same Spirit, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. The same. We don't have two spirits. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 4. One Spirit, one Lord, one baptism, one faith is one Spirit, which is the Holy Ghost, rested upon him. So, looking at the mystery of the anointing oil upon Saul, who became king of Israel, we're going to get two or three things, among others, that is in the holy anointing oil. First Samuel chapter 10. From verses 1 to 12. Look at that. In verse 1 of that scriptures, these are the things that the oil does, the anointing oil, among many other things. Then Samuel took a vial of oil, and poured it upon his head. Whose head? The head of Saul. As the oil rests upon you today, the Spirit of the Lord will rest upon you. And kissed him. Thus, he was kissed. Thus, he was loved. And he said, is it not because the Lord has anointed you to be what? Captain. No more a captive, but a captain. No more a wanderer, but a captain. Is it not because the Lord has anointed you to be captain over his inheritance? Therefore, as you are anointed this morning, God will terminate servitude in your life. So the anointing terminates servitude and enthrones believers. No king reign in Israel without anointing. The days of your lack and want and begging, by this anointing today, it will come to an end. What else is in the holy anointing oil? It facilitates supernatural restoration. Verse 2 of that scriptures, it facilitates supernatural restoration. And he said, verse 2, he said, when you are, verse 2 of the scriptures, when they are departed from me, thou shalt find two men, by the righteous sepulchre in the border of Benjamin, and they will say unto you, the ashes which you went to seek. They are what? That's restoration. There is nothing lost that is permanently lost. Restoration. I don't know what you have lost. But by the anointing this morning, he said, the things you went to seek for, they are found. Everything you have been looking for, after this oil comes upon you, it will start looking for you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. That's supernatural restoration. Number three, it facilitates a flourishing life. It facilitates also a flourishing life. And it also brings favor. So you will see some men there in verse 3 of that scriptures. Look at that. In verse 3 of that scripture, he said, thou shalt go on forward from thence, and you will come to the plain of Tabor. And there you will meet there three what? Three men going up to God in Bethel. One of them carrying three keys, another carrying three loaves of bread, and another carrying a bottle of wine. Verse 4, and they will salute you. Honor. They will honor you. From now, no one will let you down again. In the mighty name of Jesus. They will salute thee. And what will they do? They will give you two loaves of bread. Two. How many do they have? Three. They give you two. It's not normal. Somebody has three. It's supposed to give you small. That's human nature. Human nature is to bring one. If he wants to be good, he will cut half and give you. But this one, he didn't give you one. He gave you two over three. That is God. Get set this week. Unmerited favor shall be coming your way. Men and authorities will be under tension to favor you. In the name of Jesus. There are people, they have been hearing about favor, but they have not tested it. If all you get is all you work for, you are not living under an open heaven. Everything you get is what you labor. If you check in your life, you can point to, I bought this, I bought this, I bought this, I bought this, I labor to have this. Life is not designed that way. You are supposed to live under favor. Receiving without action. One of my members sometime went outside the country and he was discussing with one white man. He said, my pastor in Nigeria, his name is Pastor Flourish. The man said, wait a little. I like that name and I like that man. He packaged something from there, sent it through Korea to come and meet me here because he liked me. I don't know him. I have not seen him till today. They brought it. They said, somebody sent it from you from there. By hearing your name. That's favor. That's favor. Today I decree, for all your labor, cease from your labor today. Wherever you appear, they hear your name, they see your face, they will favor you. In the name of Jesus. That's favor. That's favor. That's favor. God does not desire that you live by your salary. Even if they pay you 1 million, it can't be enough. It can't be enough. The favor of the Lord. I went the other day to go and buy something out there. The day we came in the night, I went to go and buy something there. When I got there, it was this takeaway plate. And the woman there, I said, do you have it? He said, I don't have it. He said, but please, let me go and buy it for you somewhere. I said, huh? I said, no, don't worry yourself. It's okay. I have some in my house. Can I go and bring it for you? You see, there is a time that money fails. What you need is favor. I
have my money, but I can't get it anywhere. She stole from her shop, left customers, went to her house to go and get it. And the Lord said, favor. A time comes, money fail. It can't do anything. I decree by this anointing today, come into strange favor. In Jesus' precious name. And number four, rise on your feet. Is somebody blessed? Lift up your hands and let's give Jesus thanks. And bless the name of the Lord. And magnify the name of the Lord this morning. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I give you the praise. I give you the glory. I give you the honor. Somebody go ahead and appreciate him. Bless the name of the Lord. Magnify him. Exalt him. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I come under strange favor by the anointing today. In the name of Jesus, every servitude ends in my life today. As I'm anointed, supernatural restoration will answer for me. As I'm anointed, flourishing life take over my life today. In the name of Jesus the Christ. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' precious name. Quickly get your bottles of olive oil. And before that, somebody is here this morning. You have not made peace with Jesus. I want to give my life to Jesus. I want to be a child of God. 1 John chapter 5, verse 12. 1 John 5, verse 12. What a great love that Jesus had for us. What a great love. Say, he that has the Son has life. He that had the Son has life. And I know many this morning, you want to have life. But you say, he that has not the Son of God has no life in him. He's alive, but is dead. It's a mystery. Is alive, but is dead. God so loved us that he gave his only begotten Son. Don't return back the way you came in to this service. You have not made Jesus the Lord of your life. Lord, I want you to come into my heart. I want to be saved. You are backslidden. God is saying, my son, come back. Come back. I'm waiting for you. My arms are open. Waiting for you. Wherever you are this morning, I want you to place your right hand on your chest and repeat after me. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive me my sin. Be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. Now I know I am born again. In Jesus' precious name. Quickly, I know you prayed that prayer. Come quickly. Let's pray together before we anoint ourselves. Quickly, quickly, wherever you are. Quickly come. As choir ministers, quickly come. Let's put our hands together as they come. Wherever you are, I'm waiting for you.
I live for you.
I'm waiting for you.
Live
come quickly.
For
I'm giving
you.
My life to Jesus this morning.
Hello.